This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Suffering here to teach you how your brain works, how to bring you the warmth and sunshine of nothing but loveliness. The part of Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, both lovely ladies. Is that sexist to say that?
No, that's very nice. No.
It might be, but I'll take it.
Is it? I don't even care.
It's everything is so jumbled up. Yeah. Who in the world knows what's going on?
Seven Unless it's really end. Creepy, any compliment I will take.
Right.
All right. Well, you'll get no creeps here. Every animal... Excuse me. Do you have a comment there, Miss Horn?
It's just, whoa.
Excuse me. The brain. You ever seen the book How Stuff Works? Have you seen that?
There's a TV show called that, right?
There is. Yep, there is. So, how does your brain work? Jennifer, generally speaking, how would you say your brain works? Not necessarily
slowly.
At this moment in the day. How does your brain work?
It works slowly.
Slowly.
It works okay. It works better on sleep, I'll tell you that much.
Okay, so going around the obvious and maybe things that are not so obvious, the sort of humpty-dumpty routine that's going on right now, how do you judge the information that now is so prevalent, so... sort of one-sided. I think you and I agree. I think we all agree, actually. The news is one-sided. So how is your brain not becoming one-sided? Think about that for a minute. All of us. Are these all? Whenever I ask the ladies questions, it's also aimed at you who are thinking things through, trying to figure out where your values are, what direction you want your life to go in, where do you want to share ideas, with whom do you want to share them, that sort of thing. The human brain is so unique. You have the power to think, to plan, to speak, to imagine. It's an amazing organ. It's mostly water, too, under the circumstances. So do you ever really give it some thought? Do you think how your brain works? So we always talk about your body and how your heart works and the circulatory system and all that, but do you know how your brain works? I was exchanging email yesterday with somebody that I haven't talked to for a long time she asked me for some advice because she knows that I have friends who are doctors. She has a lump growing in her chest, and nobody can figure out what it is. She's having a hard time breathing. And so I thought about, and she still maintains her brightness, her outlook on life is good. But if I were in that circumstance, I think I'd have a hard time not being depressed, wouldn't you? Not knowing what it is and not knowing if you're going to survive or not.
Because I started panicking yesterday to one of my jobs. Because you think about what comes next. When you can't stop your brain from going forward all the time, I mean, you really have to live in the present. It's amazing to... when you have a health issue, especially, I think, you keep looking, okay, your brain doesn't shut down. You keep speculating as to what can happen. I mean, that drives you crazy at some point, right?
Right. Yeah, it does. And I think that the thing that we're being inundated with here is either people are taking the news of the day seriously or they aren't. They look at all of the stuff that's here and realize how overplayed this has all been. But yet, it's a concern. And it's not the things that have been suggested, the way of doing it was just awful, the way they went about the business of banning some of these folks. And now they've reversed the ban in certain circumstances. And whether everybody who's speaking out on one side or another has all the facts... it still has created this this atmosphere, not only in our country, but in a lot of places around the world. It's just incredible how one act, and this is really the point, every single thing you do, every action you take has a consequence. The lesson here from Donald Trump and from the people who are supposedly in charge, whether they really understood what they were doing or not, they created an atmosphere that is counterproductive to what they want to do. In other words, they shot themselves in the foot.
And how so?
So because they didn't do a good job explaining what they really wanted to accomplish with this. They just said, okay, here it is. And that is, especially in this atmosphere that is so negative, the gotcha guys who are trying to get him at every single corner, the implication is that we're trying to make things better. That's what they're telling us. And in some ways, probably they really are. But in other ways, they're handling it with in a way that shows that they have no finesse. And the president, you know, we expect certain things of the president. That's one of them is finesse. And so
I think we used to. I don't know if this president was elected because of finesse. I would think that's
well, he wasn't
kind of
elected because of finesse. But you know, if you're going to be successful, he's hurting his own chances of being successful.
You know, I feel like this. A lot of this is being overplayed, and a lot of hysteria.
Of course, it is. It's completely overplayed. And complete hysteria about nothing.
Especially when a lot of
Obama did it. They did the same thing.
Well, they didn't do this.
We're falling, but kind of they did. I mean, we're falling victim to a lot of political posturing here. A lot of people who are looking to try to regain footing and to try to use whatever circumstances they can to have their own personal gain. And people are somehow falling victim to that. I mean, there was no reversal of this executive order. That's not true. This never included visas. This never included green card holders. Now, could it have been rolled out a little more smoothly? Yeah, that's probably true.
Why
it could have. There could have been greater.
The green cards and visas from people
from Iraq and Iran. I mean, our next door neighbor is from Iran with a green card, and her three children were born here, but she just canceled her trip next month. She's supposed to go back to Iran to see her family, and she knows she might not get back into the country.
Well,
she's
that
lived
might
here
be
for
her
30
fear
years.
That she can't get back in over the weekend.
Well,
like I said, there was some confusion,
true.
I think, because there wasn't the best communication. There could have been better communication over the weekend, but it's very clear, it's in the executive order, that people with visas and green cards are not part of this. And so, I mean, okay, maybe there was some confusion over the weekend. It affected 109 people out of all the people that came into this country. That's been addressed. I think you'll see those problems go away from here on out. And this is only a temporary 4-month ban.
It's
a blip on the radar.
So of the 109 people, none of them had visas or were pre-approved for visas?
No, like some of them did. That's what I'm saying. There was confusion this weekend. I think there could have been greater communication. That's what I'm getting at. There could have been greater communication to these departments to get them ready to roll. But
right, I get that.
This is not going to be a permanent state of confusion. I think everybody has kind of set the parameters, and we know what's accepted here. We know what we need to properly vet. And by the way, just over the weekend, 8,000 refugees were let in purposely from the Trump administration because there is a set of special circumstances that still exist that people can still rally to get visas or to get refugee status during this ban. They just have to be more carefully vetted. So it's not like this is a Muslim ban. It's not like it's a refugee ban. Everybody needs to step back and take a deep breath and realize that this is not so out of the ordinary. This is something that was pretty standard under both Bush and Obama.
All right, so here's the rub is that if they have sensitivity to knowing how they're going to be, this is going to get played, they know, they're smart enough to know that this is going to get played in the nastiest, most negative way possible in trying to relate the information to the American public. So it would seem to me if they want to really get done what they want to get done and not have so many distractions, that they work at it a little harder to present the things in the way that you just presented them so that people don't get their panties in a wad.
Because we live in an age of perception is reality. And so
it isn't. But it isn't. It isn't
right.
true.
But we can't, but of the 109 people, and this is my point about the media isn't all bad, and the media isn't out.
It isn't media, it's the news media. And people keep saying media. The media is all-encompassing.
Well, I mean,
movies,
TV
television,
news.
And okay. all that. All right. Well, news TV, media okay. is what we're talking
TV
about.
TV news, you know what I mean. TV
yeah.
news.
Well,
and,
I want people not to miss
and bloggers and people who are whose job it is to be a journalist or to publish things for a news media publication. Anyone in that umbrella, not every single person is a bad person looking for only the worst element of
Nobody's
truth.
Nobody's saying
most
that,
of these. Yeah. No, I know, but we, you know, but earlier you said that we all agree that the media is one-sided. I don't agree that the media is always one-sided.
Well, let's put it this way. You may not agree that the news media is one-sided, but it's pretty obvious what's going on here.
Well,
it's
when
not...
social media, when people are tweeting, and this is the thing, though, when people are there and they're tweeting what's actually happening to them, that's what the media, the news
How
media picks up on.
How many of those cases were there?
No, tons. Oh, my God. Tons. It was all over social media.
But how do we know that social media is giving us an accurate? There are plenty of people using social media that have an axe to grind. So,
well, when someone's standing there with video, I mean, when they're standing there filming their families,
there were 109 this weekend across the country.
Yeah.
That's the official number. I haven't heard anybody dispute that number.
Well, I don't know. I think it's hard to know one way or another. But you see what happens is even people of goodwill get into a circumstance where they're arguing about stuff that could have been avoided if it was better,
yes.
been better done. And that's
yep.
my point, really, more than anything else. And the stock market is showing that whatever's going on is going to get corrected fast because these guys don't like the fact that the stock market went down. They're not going to like that at all. 21 after the hour.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Napa Know-How.
Back at New Year's, you made a resolution to save more money. Just so happens, Pennzoil's family of oils are on sale starting at $3.49 a quart. So you can check save money off your list and bask in the glory of actually seeing a resolution through to the end. With the Pennzoil family of oils starting at $3.49 a quart. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 2/28/17.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
People post all sorts of things on social media, from pictures of their children and pets, to advice on favorite restaurants, to comments about politics. But some government officials think that is a threat, because people might post comments they find offensive. The founder of Facebook recently told the president of Germany that it would be easy for his website to block all comments critical of the government. If we look through the lens of liberty, we will see that is a very slippery slope. Facebook is a private company and can do what it chooses, but if websites start blocking free speech at the request of governments, one of our most cherished American principles will be in serious danger.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, this year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on, you have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome. Returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples, make more happen.
In-store only, it's 4/1/17. The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Stuff is so pensive. The stuff he writes, it may be, you know, some people think he can't carry a tune in a bucket, but he's a great poet.
Oh, absolutely.
And so he's continuing.
Carrying a tune? I didn't even know that was like that. It always sounds like this. It's like a car getting ready to start. This is a little better in that department, but otherwise he sounds like a car starting.
Dylan is continuing his album per year streak. This time he's got three LPs coming out all at once. He revealed that he's going to be releasing a three-disc studio album called Triplicate. Very clever. At the end of March, which follows up on the release of Shadows in the Night a couple of years ago and Fallen Angels last year. The tri-disc set will feature 30 brand new recordings of classic American tunes. So is that what... This is called I Could Have Told You... I don't know this song.
There's a lot of old standards on these three CDs. Like some of the songs that Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett did, like that song But Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, there's nobody around writing good music anymore, so they got to go find some good songs, good stories. They go to the old, you know, go back to the old playbook.
Well, and that's kind of what Tony Bennett says, too. The classic American songbook is pretty much, you know, their songs are going to live forever.
Right. Not the stuff that's around now. Who's going to remember Justin Bieber in 5 seconds? Whatever he is out doing with his worm. Okay, so the next tune is Melancholy Mood. We need melancholia from Bob Dylan. But anyway, another sample. This is his 38th album, by the way. That's a lot of albums over his career. He goes back to the mid-60s. So the guy's got to be 75, 6, 7, 8, something like that.
Bob Dylan is 75.
Yeah, okay. makes me sad. Can't be very quiet.
A lot of kids, by the way.
Has he?
Really? Six studies. Really? I only thought, I mean, I know of Jacob Dylan, and I knew he had one other one.
There's Jacob, Jesse, Maria, Sam,
Desiree, Jacob and Jesse were both instrumentalists. Matter of fact, my son worked for Jesse. He's a fabulous television producer now, but he started out with his own band, and he and his wife were on the road with the band, and they took the money that they made from being in the band, and they used it to make a lot of movies that nobody wants to see, but they're message movies. And they're quite good at it. They have quite
remember
a production.
Remember how Jacob Dylan was pretty handsome?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesse's
is not.
Oh. Good musician. All right.
Okay.
Let's move from the living to the dead. John Wetton, who was with King Crimson, also sang with Asia, has died at the age of 67. Colon cancer, man, that stuff. You get that, it is bye-bye time. It's like prostate. It's like getting, what do you call it, cancer?
Pancreas.
But it's so treatable if it's detected.
Colon cancer
it's
is
like
if you
the most
get the checkup.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you get the checkup.
Right.
Anyway, there's a lot of social media on him this morning. The former bandmate saying, quote, "I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but my dear friend, bandmate, and co-writer John Wetton has passed away." King Crimson, I don't know that much about Asia, but King Crimson was big when I was there. They were around actually when I was still a jock back in the early 70s. And I came up with this. It's kind of like Yes and Emerson, Lake and Palmer, that sound. 28 past the hour.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
To slow down the buying frenzy of absurdly delicious Cozy Shack pudding so there is enough for everyone, we wrote the world's worst jingle.
Take some Cozy Shack tapioca pudding. Stick a spoon in it. Wipe your face with a napkin.
Made with simple ingredients. Cozy Shack pudding. Absurdly delicious.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creevel.
People post all sorts of things on social media, from pictures of their children and pets, to advice on favorite restaurants, to comments about politics. But some government officials think that is a threat because people might post comments they find offensive. The founder of Facebook recently told the president of Germany that it would be easy for his website to block all comments critical of the government. If we look through the lens of liberty, we will see that is a very slippery slope. Facebook is a private company and can do what it chooses, but if websites start blocking free speech at the request of governments, one of our most cherished American principles will be in serious danger.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America.
Let me just read a little thing here. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to set well down my way at all. It ain't going to set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie, and beef. was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan. Yes, the chairs on the Titanic have been rearranged, and Jennifer's gone. Victoria's here. Kara Schillen is at the control. I say that lovingly because Victoria's gone to the blood bank this morning to give blood. Only thing is, she didn't give it to somebody who's going to find any good use for it. She's going to get it all tested to find out what's going on in her body. And it's always, we were just talking about this, when you go, I've done this a couple of times the last couple of months, when you look at those vials, and you had, what, 14 or something? How many?
14, did yeah.
14, good guy. I think I had 8 taken out of me, and I thought that was a lot. When you look at what comes out, and I don't actually look at it because it makes me nauseous to look at it. So I don't. I just stick the needle in. I have good veins so they can find it fast, and they take the blood and do whatever they're going to do with it. We had, both Meredith and I wanted to get a thorough, well, I convinced her that it made good sense to have a really thorough exam to find out, because blood work is really important to find out what's going on in your body.
Yep.
But we only had, I think it was 8 vials, so you have put 14.
I didn't know it was going to be that much.
Well, if it looks, I mean, under the circumstances, it looks like a lot, but it really isn't. But it just looks because there's only a couple of ounces in each one of those vials.
Right. Well, but I was telling Kara, the funny thing is the little cute Hispanic nurse who took my blood, she was like, ay, 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 these are a lot of blood.
And I'm like, ay, ay, ay.
That's not helping. I mean, she was literally like laughing by the time we got to the 14th one.
Right. All right, let's have a little, let's involve ourselves in a little different kind of gossip, some Super Bowl gossip, starting first with Ryan Seacrest and how he plays into this. He's originally from Atlanta, you know. If you didn't know the history, Ryan Seacrest, the radio and television personality, started his career when he was 17. He had a very smooth voice, and he got a job on a radio station after school. He did not go to college. He went on the air and had a big job. By the time he was 22, he had a decent job on a good FM station doing afternoons. And he promptly turned that into an opportunity to go to Los Angeles, which, if you've ever read anything about him or heard him interviewed, you know that this is a driven kid. He knew early on what he wanted to do. He was ready to put all of his heart and soul into it, and he's done that. That's why he's successful. So he got to Los Angeles. He started doing afternoons on I think he was on KBIG. I remember Jennifer, if she were here, would tell. Anyway, so he was there for a little while, got the attention of everybody. He started paying attention to lots of the people who are important in showbiz, whether it be radio or television, and managed to get on the good side of Larry King. He wanted to get to meet Larry King. So Larry was flying across the country back to Los Angeles from Washington, and somehow, and this tells you what this kid's about, Ryan finds out what plane he's on when he's landing. So he goes to the airport and goes to the bag collection and goes to the bag carousel. And when Larry comes downstairs, he introduces himself to Larry and says, can I take your bags out to your car for you? That's how he and Larry got started. And he more or less did the same thing with Dick Clark. He ingratiated himself to them. They became curious as to what he was all about, and that's how he sprang into the circumstances that he finds himself in. I would bet this kid's worth $400 million at this point in time with all the things that he's done over the years, the Idol, his own production company, all the shows he does on E. He's basically responsible for the Kardashians.
Oh, completely, and, yeah.
Yeah, right. So anyway,
he is amazing. And the other person, speaking of famous people that he ingratiated himself to, when I first started as an intern at SiriusXM, one of the guys, I won't say his name, but one of the guys who worked there, I started dating, and he and Ryan used to be on the same station together, and they were back-to-back with shifts.
In Atlanta?
No, in California, his first.
I think it was
where, San Francisco, maybe, was it? Or
no,
I forget what city.
He went right to L.A. He went to L.A. from Atlanta.
And
anyway, go ahead.
He became, it was sort of known around the station that Ryan was in good company because Merv Griffin's jet would pick him up every weekend.
Yeah.
And so Merv Griffin was really the one who put him on the map, and they became very close in some way. And so that was
Are you suggesting that it was something other than business?
That was the rumor.
Really?
Well, Merv Griffin, I mean, you know.
Well, Merv was a little, Merv, they used to call
Merv
him Merv the
Perv. Pretty young boys, let's put it that way.
Yeah, Merv the Perv, that's how they, behind the scenes, were.
Yeah, Ryan was a cute young guy, and, you know, that's what Merv likes to hang out with, so, you know, Ryan played the game, and it worked.
That's stranger things have happened.
Yeah.
If you read the history of some of the great actors in Hollywood, some have done almost anything to get themselves into a position of influence.
Yeah.
And that goes for some of the biggest stars in Hollywood. I was going to name a name, but it doesn't make any difference because it just becomes gossipy. Anyway, the reason I started the story.
As soon as we're in commercial.
I will. Yes. He wore a horrible toupee. Never mind. If I keep talking about so he goes to this party last weekend at Ellen DeGeneres' house, and he walks up to the bar. This sounds like a joke, but it isn't a joke. And it was actually at Ellen. It was Ellen DeGeneres' birthday, and he says, "I'm standing at the bar. This guy's leaning against the wall." And so then he goes on with the conversation. He told the story on the air yesterday on his morning program. And so this guy, Aaron Rodgers, who plays for the Atlanta team, says,
"What's
up, man?"
Yeah, he's the Green Bay Packers quarterback.
Oh, the Packers quarterback.
Right.
Okay. So he says to Ryan, "What's up, man? I'm a big fan of yours." Ryan says, "Hey, thanks. I'm Ryan." And Aaron says, "Oh, I'm Aaron." And Ryan says, "Nice to meet you. What do you do?" Aaron says, "I play football." Ryan says, "Oh, that's cool. What do you play for?" And Roger says, "I play for the Packers." And so at that point, the lady who was co-hosting the party for Ellen DeGeneres says, "Are you kidding me? You didn't know this guy?" And because Sechrist came from Atlanta, and the Packers lost to the Falcons.
Yeah, just last week.
Yeah, right. So he admits
devastating loss,
being embarrassed. It was my bad. He could tell I was being honest, and I really didn't put it all together. These guys look different when they're not in uniform. Well, I mean, they don't get up close and personal anyway. Right? I mean, you know, you see the guys on this field, you don't know.
Right, but you would know Tom Brady if you saw him, and Aaron Rodgers is just as visible now as Tom Brady is.
Yeah. Everybody makes mistakes. Anyway, that's that story. Now, there's another story that surfaced today that Rob Gronkowski is still dating a former Patriots cheerleader named Camille Kostek. And apparently there's all this is great fodder for the local television and the local social media. But TMZ yesterday reported Gronkowski and this lady named Kostek had a fling. They were never really in a permanent relationship. But for the purposes of the weekend, is it necessary? These guys feel like they have to have a girlfriend. So she's been hanging, she's tagging with him for the girlfriend photo op. Why is that necessary? What's the big deal about that? Why do these guys think they have to show up with girlfriends?
I don't know. I thought Gronk had a baby mama somewhere. Didn't he have a kid with somebody else, or
really?
Maybe he had a kid with this girl?
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to keep track of these guys.
But you see, the focus isn't on the game. It's on all things
right
that are salient and connected to it. Like all the talk about Gaga hanging from the roof now on some kind of cable to do her aftermath.
Right.
And stuff like that, and all the things about the commercial that I just saw, and I'm not even going to touch it because it's so negative, but there's a whole list online of the worst Super Bowl commercials of all time. And number one is the Ed McMahon commercial for the gold toilet or something. I remember that.
Really? Was it a bad commercial? I mean, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it was bad. All right, so anyway.
Ed took a paycheck.
Yeah, right, exactly. Let's get to what's good. Now, we have had an ongoing conversation in Victoria today because Jennifer and Kara and I got our boxes of Sherry's Berries yesterday, and I wondered whether yours was delivered to your home yet or not.
It was not delivered yet.
Oh. All right, well, you can enjoy. Kara's got her. She's going to bring them in tomorrow. Jennifer and I both ate one on the air.
I'm sure they're delicious.
And as you can guess, Victoria, it went down very well when they ate them on air.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm just going to prove that point by doing it again.
Oh, no.
All right, so I had in my box of Sherry's Berries, I have milk chocolate covered with nuts. I have dark chocolate covered with little chocolate chips.
Mm.
And I have white chocolate with a chocolate swirl around them. These are all strawberries that come. This is the $19.99 deal. You get twice as many of these. You get a dozen for $19.99. Give them another $10. You get two dozen. Go to berries, berries.com, and click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and type in DJV. That's it. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, type in DJV, and if you're smart, you'll be ordering them today so that they get there in plenty of time. You can leave them out. They come with one of those freezer bags that keeps them cold and fresh. And you put them outside like I did overnight to keep them cold and fresh. Berries.com. Use the DJV in the order corner. Hi, this is Doug Steffen. Most of you know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating. Super beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I've ever seen. Why is that? Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates that convert to nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and healthy blood pressure levels. Super beets, the most convenient way to get these dietary nitrates, specifically helps support healthy blood flow and circulation. Super beets works three times faster to give you the results you can feel. Plus, it tastes great. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy and the stamina it gives me within 20 minutes, and I want you to feel it too. Get a bonus 30-day supply of Super Beats free with your first order in regular or black cherry flavor, plus a free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping as well, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183, 800-655-4183, or order at DougLikesBeats.com.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, this year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only. It's 4117.
Guys, Valentine's Day is next week. Luckily, Pro Flowers is offering an unbelievable deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the right corner, and enter code 3030. But hurry, this deal expires this Friday. Order now from Pro Flowers. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Think about it. She gets a beautiful bouquet, and you get to sit back and look awesome, all for an amazing price. It's a no-brainer. One dozen stunning assorted roses, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a vase for free. Fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift. Pearl Flowers makes Valentine's Day easy. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3030. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3030.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so how many of you remember the story of the employees that were laid off by Wells Fargo after the scandal over the sham accounts? Remember that story from a couple of months ago? And then there is an unexpected consequence. You know, to every action, there is a reaction, and there are always consequences for things like this. The bank, you're going to love this. This ought to get you to cancel it. Anybody's got accounts at Wells Fargo, good reason to cancel them. They have prohibited, I'm not sure who the bad guy is here. They are not paying the severance to these 400 employees that they owe them. Instead, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency has imposed restrictions on Wells Fargo, and the rules, which are intended to curb golden parachute packages, limit what Wells Fargo is permitted to pay to the terminated employees without some sort of regulatory approval. So, I mean, routine severance pay is one thing, but this is not routine. There are some golden parachutes here, and so they're not getting paid. Not a good deal. 10-4 the hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Wow. Like that dog that plays the 88s. How well Fluffy does on the piano. As the introduction to the Warren Eckstein visit here, your animal's best friend and a great friend of this program, and he also has even more important projects on the weekend when he does his own national program. The Pet Show is the vehicle Warren Eckstein uses to get to you, talk about your pets, help you out, and he also gets great questions, some of which we will review in a moment here, as we pursue the ideas that help you to keep your pet living longer and healthier.
Corrections. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I study my yield theory in maximum security prisons, and the one thing I can tell you is that there are a whole lot of complications in the world of corrections, and they all seem to start with the name itself. Corrections means that we are correcting something. In this case, we are correcting ineffective and harmful behaviors. But are we really correcting? Across the country, nearly 7 out of 10 people who leave prison return. Now, I don't know about the school you went to, but where I went, if I would have scored a 30% on the test, that would be called failing. I think it's time the general public weighed in on the topic of corrections. And it would certainly help if we could set aside knee-jerk emotional reactions and ask ourselves, if our goal is to correct harmful behaviors, then what really is the best way to do so? For more thought-provoking conversations, listen to my podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Geico presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one. Why doesn't everyone switch to Geico when they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to Geico and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
Geico. Geico, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, 55 past the hour. The question comes from many corners of the world, Warren. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here with Victoria and Jennifer and me. Do pets have a sense of humor? I swear that when there was something that Charlotte liked, she would smile. I think she had a beautiful... There was nothing about Charlotte that I didn't love. But I think she had a smile. More, though, when she saw me for the first time after she hadn't seen me for a while. But I wonder... we tease our pets sometimes. Maybe they tease us. What do you think?
They set us up, especially cats. They set us up. They do specific things, knowing our reaction. And as a behaviorist, I can tell when a dog or a cat is smiling and they're happy. And the bottom line is, I have seen my dog. I've tripped over my dog because he was laying where he shouldn't be laying, and I actually turned around and watched him laugh at me. It's
really
true. They do. I really do believe that dogs and cats have a sense of humor. Why wouldn't they? They've been living with us for so many years, and they're happy. They get depressed. Why wouldn't they take on a sense of humor?
You want to be happy for the rest of your life.
I'm not waiting for Schnauzer to do stand-up, but I got to tell you, they really do some funny, funny stuff.
Have you ever seen, has there ever been, politicians use dogs as backdrops all the time, but have you ever seen a comedian with a dog on stage? I was trying to think if I've ever seen a comedian use a dog as part of its act.
You know, it's interesting. I had lunch with my nephew yesterday, who we know is an actor, and the bottom line is he's doing some stand-up comedy at the Comedy Store now.
Superman?
He was Lex Luthor in Smallville. We were talking yesterday, and he's just starting this whole stand-up comedy routine. He said, "You got to give me pet stuff. You got to give me pet stuff." So I'm writing down all these little things about what pets do that could really be used in a funny way. Yeah. They do have a sense of humor. They make us laugh, and I do believe that they kind of plan things. I really believe pets plan
things. So here's the challenge. You and I need to go. What night is he doing the stand-ups? Friday, Saturday night? Where is he?
Different nights during the week at the Improv and the Comedy Store.
All right, let's go. You and I, and Denise, I want to go see him some night.
We'll heckle him.
Well, yeah, exactly.
So heckle my nephew.
That's it. Why do dogs chase things? Another question that people have about their dogs, like cars and stuff. What in the world would probably... Because that's how many dogs get run over on the street, chase a car.
But think about this. Dogs will go after the mailman every day that he comes, and they'll chase a moving car. Think about why they do it. The dog always wins. The car always runs away. The mailman comes to the house, knocks on the door, makes a bunch of noise, the dog barks, the mailman runs away. So the dog continually thinks that what he's doing is correct, and he's winning because the skateboard's running away, the car's running away, the mailman's running away. So in reality, what's happening by the dog reacting and the car moving away or the mailman moving away, we're reinforcing the fact that the dog is doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing.
Isn't that interesting?
Wow, that's great.
Thank you.
Never would have thought of that.
No, I wouldn't have either.
People think it's like the shiny object thing that dogs just chase after.
That's because dogs and cats have us convinced that they're not as smart as they really are.
I think they're plenty smart. And so are you, Warren. Thank you. Check out thepetshow.com. Also, Warren's line of vitamins and minerals. Hugs and Kisses available at hugsandkisses.com as well. 59 past the hour.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.